You. Yes, you. I'm right behind you. Shh. I know it's dark in this theatre, and you can't see me. But doesn't that just add to the excitement a little bit more? Don't turn around. Before you scream, or bother to say anything, I have a very sharp knife here in my hand, and it's pointed at the base of your spine. I could either kill or paralyze you in an instant if I chose to do so. But doll, lucky for you, I know you like it. Don't you gasp or act so surprised. I know your little dark secret. Look at you here, alone in this box, being all proper. These seats must have cost a fortune. Did your date not show? Oh, such a shame. Such a shame that you are left here all alone. I see all of these patrons around, dressed in their finest clothes, listening to Verdi. None of them know what I know about you. I see you shivering. I've seen you hiking up your skirt. I know what those marks mean, because I've been following you for a while. I don't even need to see the look on your face right now. You're turning even paler, aren't you? You know that I know. Yes, doll. You have those marks all along the insides of your thighs. Marks that you hide from the world, don't you? Marks that only your lovers see. How do you explain it to them? Do you tell them you just accidentally cut the insides of your legs many, many times? Do you tell them you were a circus performer? Are you a reformed member of some depraved freak show? But I know that you want my knife on your skin, don't you? What if I just use this to cut into this nice dress of yours? Like this. Oh, I know you're getting turned on now, aren't you? What sort of sensations are you feeling? I see the goosebumps on your skin as you feel this cold knife against your back, your bare, gorgeous flesh. What do you want me to do with this knife? Do you want me to trail it slowly, like this, up your leg, while I watch your knuckles whiten from gripping your seat? Do you want me to take the handle and move it between your legs? Do you want me to move the sharp tip slowly, tracing the curves of your breasts? Are you aching for the feeling of something cold? For I knew it. I fucking knew it. What would you do now if I were to use this weapon to slice every shred of clothing off of you right now? What would you do if I took every scrap of clothing, removing it piece by piece from your gorgeous body, leaving you totally naked here, to be on full view when the lights come up? All of these patrons would see you, doll. They would all know your secret then, too. I think you want me to cut your skin just a little, like this. It's okay, love. Just a hint of blood there. Barely a speck. It's like a paper cut. It won't leave a scar. Not this time. How does that cunt of yours feel now? Does it want more? I'm going to check. I think you like it. Feeling my finger teasing you at your entrance. I already know you're dripping, but I want to feel it anyway. Be very quiet for me. I'll just shove one finger inside of you now. Yes. God, you're even wetter than I thought. So wet, in fact, I could do whatever I want to you, right? Now, I could just take the base of this knife and fuck you with it, right here in your seat, with my hand on your throat, threatening you not to make a fucking sound. Something tells me you'd like that very much. Shall we try it now? Oh dear, is that a tear in the corner of your eye? No, no, that won't do. We can't have you crying now, can we? I may have to take a piece of this dress and cover your eyes like this. That's better. Do you need a gag too? Shall I cut off yet another piece of this very expensive dress and force it inside your mouth? Is that what you fucking want? If you can be quiet for me, I'll spare you your mouth. For now. I can almost smell the fear seeping out of your pores, but do not fucking cry. Tears are such a turn-off. You wouldn't want to make me mad now, would you? I didn't fucking think so. So, darling, I'll stop now. How did I do? Is that what you had in mind? Good. I'll try to be scarier next time. I promise. Here. Let's go home now. I think you've had enough excitement this evening. Don't you agree?